This is Ozarks at Large. The Benton County Sheriff's Office is holding a book drive this week to bring back the jail's library card. Last month, the ACLU of Arkansas called on the Sheriff's Office to restore inmates' access to reading materials, saying a book ban violates their First Amendment rights. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about the types of books the Sheriff's Office is able to accept.
The Benton County Sheriff's Office is accepting donated books through Friday, but Lieutenant Shannon Jenkins says they do have to meet certain guidelines.
We don't accept books with colored pages in them. They can't be thin paged like Bible, like the old school Bible where it's really, really super thin. We won't be able to accept anything like that. We won't be able to accept anything that has any kind of violence or sexual in nature. Really for obvious reasons on those. They can't have pictures in them. So it's just going to have to be verbiage, just all black and white verbiage.
Books also have to come in paperback. So the sheriff's office won't accept hardcover materials.
They'll need to be in good condition with no, rips or tears in them. No additional writing. So we can't have any, notes or anything like that. And we get it, sometimes you in hopes that maybe your loved one might get the book, but we just can't accept books with notes written in them.
Books with highlighting won't be accepted either. Last month, the American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas issued a statement in response to reporting by the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette about the ban on books at the jail. In it, Executive Director Holly Dixon said the ban is cruel, unnecessary, and counterproductive. It's also a right protected by the First Amendment that's been upheld by the courts. Dixon called on the sheriff's office to lift the ban immediately. Lieutenant Jenkins says the decision to bring back the library cart is not related to the statement from the ACLU.
We've always been in talk and in communication on what we can do and how we can make the changes and how it can be better, safer, and more secure for the facility and the inmates and the deputies that are, working back there on a day-to-day basis. So there's always been that communication.
Jenkins says the sheriff's office pulled reading material from the jail last year because some inmates were damaging the books.
It got to the point where, the inmates, unfortunately, were destroying the books. They would pull out the middle of the book, or they would pull out the last five or six pages in the chapter of the book. So whoever got it next couldn't read. And we were finding that was very common.
Some inmates were using pages from the books to vandalize the facility. And Jenkins says in some instances, the books also caused safety issues for jail deputies.
When you take a piece of paper and you wet it down and then it dries, it gets that bond. That can be a huge security issue when you've got inmates that are trying to bond themselves into their cell blocks. That's definitely a huge issue. So, that was, it was just multiple things to consider.
As the new library cart starts rolling, Jenkins hopes they don't run into the same problems.
They've been without books for a while, and so we really hope that those that love to read will really encourage the others that are destroying the books, to not do that. And then, we'll certainly, we're looking into cracking down on the discipline that goes along with that. And here's the thing, you can't always pinpoint the inmate who tore the pages out or used it for, the 20 other reasons that they use it for other than reading.
Jenkins says the sheriff's office is also in the early stages of exploring digital book options to curb the vandalism. In the meantime, community members can drop off donated books at the jail clerk's window between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. through Friday.
They'll accept them. Now you'll have to sign them in, and again, because we are a controlled facility, anything that comes in through our doors, we've got to have some sort of tracking on that available. So, do expect to get ID'd as you come in and get, have a couple questions and sign the books in. We'll look through them and just do a quick look through. And then before they go back into the facility, we'll do all the COVID practices that we need to put in place and stuff to make sure that the books are nice and clean and ready for inmates to be able to use and read.
During the period of time the sheriff's office was not providing books at the jail, Jenkins says inmates still had access to the law library and religious materials. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.